Better Listen presents Stop Selling and Start Solving with Brandon Steiner.
Thank you for inviting me. What a beautiful hotel. Where'd this place come from? Jeez. Quick story. Man goes to the doctor. 4 days later, he gets a call. Get in here. I got bad news. I got worse news. Says, oh, my God. Runs, goes, sees the doctor. Says, Doc, what's going on? He goes, you want the bad news or the worst news? He goes, give me the bad news. He goes, well, I'm really sorry. You know, your test came back, and you got 24 hours to live. He said, are you kidding me? Seriously? 24 hours to live? That's the bad news? What could be worse? I tried calling you yesterday, but your cell phone was off. on that note, you know, if you want to keep your cell phones on, no problem. You want to text, you need to take a call, do a little Instagram or Insta message, no problem. I understand those pressures. And don't let me stop you from doing that over the next hour. I'm going to have a great, I hope we have a great conversation in the next 45 minutes. I'll talk for about 40. I want to do a little Q&A. I'll get you ready for the game tonight. That stadium and that ballpark is amazing. If you haven't been there, if you have, it's always fun going. And it's like my second home, honestly. So hopefully we'll be able to get things rolling. And then we'll talk on the way on the boat and we'll talk at the ballpark. For me, you know, when I look at a video like that, I mean, the thing that screams out to me is, you know, credibility. You know, how do you develop credibility over the years where you can get players like that to, you know, support you and believe in you? So it's a big responsibility, and I'm very grateful when I watch that video every time. Like, wow, I can't believe it. Derek Jeter is like, he's got my back. It's cool. But for me, it all starts when I was 10 years old. Got called to the front of the classroom, Mr. Kerber's class. I lived on King's Highway, if anybody's from Brooklyn. Lived over a store, Glatt Kosher Butcher. Now, if you're anybody's kosher here, Glatt Kosher is the super duper high level of kosher. And, well, they kill the chickens in the butcher shop. So every morning I'd wake up, rat, rat, you know, just killing the chickens right underneath my, you know, right underneath my windowsill. And it was a small little apartment. I mean, you know, things were extremely tough. I mean, it was the four of us, three of us in one little room, kind of the size of my kid's walk-in closet now. That's what we were living in.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?